Fullworks pre-game interview.
President of the Ballerine Football and Netball League, also the number four power broker on a list that was discussed during the week, but we'll get to that shortly. Mick Fitzgerald has joined us, and Dowlo's going to fire away. Off you go, Dowlo.
Mick.
He's done it again. He tried to EP it, and then he didn't press his own bloody button.
There you go. God, bloody king.
Thank you, finally, for turning me on. Imagine. Goodness.
Good help sometimes.
Mick, wonderful crowds here at Port Rec Reserve for the first weekend of Ballerine Finals. You must be pleased to see the wonderful support that the Ballerine's getting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was great. I was down yesterday as well. Speaking to both the caterers and the bar clubs, they said they had really good takings yesterday. So, yeah, it was, you know, weather's obviously been on our side. But the Ballerine is always very well supported in these, right through our final series and all throughout the season, really. So no surprise, but it's great.
And a big win for Torquay yesterday against Amos, shaping up for some mouth-watering clashes for the remainder of the final series.
Yeah, Torquay was strong yesterday. They, I don't know, the outside looking in, it almost looked like they took it like just another game. But they really, there was no pressure. They didn't appear to be under pressure. They just played it. Dom's always coached in the same way. They turned up to play, you know, real physical, and it was good. It was a good spectacle. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Michael. Thanks. Expand the budget a little bit. That polo shirt you were wearing is about 13 versions ago of the Ballerine polo.
I think it was an old Interleague one, actually.
It's got BL. Does BLK even exist anymore as a brand?
No, but it's new branding. New branding coming next year. So
it is.
We didn't want to go and spend money on stuff that's going to be out of date in 6 months.
What are we calling ourselves?
I don't know. It's a few ideas.
It'll have Barwon in it, won't it?
You'd think so. Yeah. There's a few different...
We don't need to overcomplicate it, do we?
No, it won't be. Well, it certainly won't
Barwon
be.
Barwon Football Netball or Football Netball Barwon or something like
It'll be around those sort of lines, I think.
What's your biggest challenge at the moment? We spoke 2 months ago. The last time we actually spoke, we were at Newcombe when they were playing Anglesey.
Yeah, we were too, actually. That was...
8 weeks ago, nine weeks ago?
I suppose from a BFNL point of view, like every club's representing finals, which is good, whether it's in football or netball.
Just watch Surf Coast, a junior, obviously underage footy final, but also an underage netball final.
Their under 18 footy is effectively in the Ballerine.
Yeah.
It's Division 2, so they've made the finals of that. So that's really good. Every other club has represented in some shape or form, so that's fantastic. And it's not... No sort of sector seems to be dominated by one or the other. There's clubs, smaller clubs, bigger clubs, they're all sort of thereabouts. So from that point of view, that's our strength. Like we sort of do see ourselves as the, I suppose, the shining light of the region, if you want to say that. And I keep saying it, and probably some of the other leagues probably get chitty with me saying that, but it's a fact. It's going well, and we want it, but it hasn't always been that way. It's been a fair bit of work and a lot of collaboration within the clubs themselves. So that's the most important part, is that clubs remain united. Everyone wants has their own nuances and their own needs and wants, but they still stay united. What's better for the whole league?
Since we last spoke, the decision on Premier status has been handed down, and you're probably loath to use the term Premier in that regard, that you don't want to be recognised as a Premier League, but you want to have a status that allows your competition to be competitive in the recruiting space. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, it is. And I had a... I asked from post the... different structure this year, obviously, with this region council that's come into place. That was sort of put to them for either endorsement or not endorsed, and they didn't obviously endorse our application to AFL Victoria. So I had a meeting with a couple of senior people at AFL Vic the Friday before, up at AFL House, and it was a pretty fruitful discussion with those guys about some pretty simple questions, like about Premier. And I said, "What? There's no criteria. There's no criteria for it. It was a status that was brought about when the CCSP, the points and salary cap policy was implemented in 2015 or 16. And it's a bit historic. It was historic associated with the old interleague rankings and so forth. And ironically, when it came in, Ballerine was probably when I got this shirt.
Yeah.
we were probably ranked about 10th in the state. I think if we had won the next year, and then they COVID cancelled interleague when they stopped it, WorkSafe stopped, and then it went out the door because we were ready to fight for the top 10 spot.
Yep.
Ballerine were. So I think a whole lot of things since that has changed. And one of the... If I say Ballerine's the cherry on top of the cake down here, the Bowen region is the cherry on top of the cake for AFL Victoria.
Yep.
I can tell you right now it is. It's the fastest growing region in country. The issues that they've got in the Mallee with population dwindling, East Gippsland, the Goulburn Valley, all that stuff, it's the, we've got the opposite problem. We've the new club come in.
Yep.
Looking at the thirds competition, so my narrative is we're a premier region, and if you have two really good major leagues servicing different populations, coastal, regional, metro, I don't see why it can't happen. So it was a fairly fruitful discussion with John O'Donoghue, who's obviously in a very senior role at AFL Vic, and he understood that, and they're probably, they've given me an undertaking that they will look at what the criteria has to be, because we're the first league in the state that's ever applied for it.
Yep. The others have just been handed it.
Well, they were all given it in... Yeah. There's been a few taken off, but in 2015, they were just said, right, you're under this point system, you're a premier competition.
Yep.
The Riddle and District League were given it.
Yep.
That was when they left AFL Vic and went to AFL Metro.
Yeah.
Vic Country to Vic Metro.
True, yep. So you're looking at some concessions in terms of points for player movement and maybe some bylaws potentially that are unique to our region.
Yeah. It's sort of... That's been discussed. It's not simple. Like that's certainly not simple, because if we get a bylaw here, you know what's going to happen. The Wimmera League are going to say, well, hang on, if they get it, why don't we get it? And then North Central say, well... So I jokingly sort of said to John, no, I've got a perfect solution for that. Just give us Premier League status, mate. And then if they want to apply next year, they can apply next year. So we've sort of come to a bit of an arrangement that we're not putting up the white flag on it, because we want to be recognised for what we are as a competition. We don't want to be competing with St Mary's, South Bowen, because it's not in our wheelhouse to get to that level, because our clubs are probably not resourced well enough, or have not the drive to do it. Like, everyone's driving to improve, but we're a bit more about maintaining where we're at, to be perfectly honest. Because as you know, the Bellarine's, it's gone through a pretty exponential growth period, but the town boundary has been locked up for 50 years by the state government, so they're not getting any bigger.
Yeah, Port Arlington, their last land release is on the way in, and that's it.
Yep, that's it. So we're more about just giving us a few levers to pull so that we can maintain where we're at. You know, and then obviously the growth areas will be the north, if that ever happens.
Yes, it's a discussion.
I talked to Rory Costello on Friday about this.
From Billerwood.
Yeah. And Armstrong Creek, obviously, still got a bit to go, and they'll be there sometime.
Are they a Bellarine club, eventually?
Oh, I don't know, mate. It's where they sit. Obviously, with this blueprint, that's the work that's being undertaken now. I'm not going to sit here and say that the whole region will look the same in 5 years' time, because it won't.
No.
They just won't. So we'll protect and maintain what we've got for now.
Before I throw it to Jase, are you braced for that this blueprint, that what the Bellarine looks like at round 1, 2027, won't look the same at round 1, 2028?
Oh, no, not really. No. I don't think there's a big piece of work, and a lot of it's not just about senior football and netball either. So I think I'm a big believer in, if you're going to change something, don't change five things at once. Just do it in stages so you can see what works and what doesn't. If you go and change five things and it doesn't work, why didn't it work? Which one of the five? So you just do them. Yeah, be a bit more strategic about it. And I think that's they're focusing on their terms of reference and what is the first thing to look at. And my gut feeling is it'll be juniors. Juniors will be the big one.
I'll tell you what, the top three power brokers will want to be careful. He's with a bullet, I think. He's having meetings with Villawood. He's having meetings with AFL Victoria on Friday. He's having lunch with John O'Donoghue. Do you actually have another life besides being the Bellarine president, Michael?
I do, actually. Unfortunately, I run my own business.
Yeah. So you've got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time.
How many hours a week do you reckon you're spending on it at the moment from a Bellarine perspective? Sounds like
more than I thought. More than I thought I would be. But I'm happy to do it. If you put your hand up to do something, you've got to do it. There's no point just putting your hand up and not. But I've got a really good team. Like Precy and Marnes, Mike Wormsley and Clarkie and that, they're all, and Joffa's on now. So we brought Jeff Miles onto the Ballarat board.
Here we go. Yep.
And we've probably got space for another person there. And again, that's a bit sharing the load a bit. So they're all very invested Ballarat people. smart operators like, yeah.
Because you know, I mean, you are cognizant of exactly what you were saying before. I mean, we've spoken to Geordie a lot about Anglesey, about landlocked, you know, lack of younger people in the town, have to do a lot of recruiting.
Have to.
Can't get them from anywhere else. So how do you keep all of the teams, all the clubs strong at the same time? Because it's easy to just see one or two drop off because of that sort of scenario.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, you look at somewhere like, you just talk about the Victorian Mallee. You know, there's entire leagues up there, old leagues that are now in one club.
Yeah.
You know, down here, I don't think it's, we haven't got the geographic distances. No. So I think the township of Anglesey needs a football netball club.
Mm. Yep.
Even if it's the old people to go and watch and the young people to go and watch, you know what I mean? And if you get the culture right.
Yeah.
You can survive. Motowari's got 550 people within Moriac.
That's right.
But it's 8 km out the road from somewhere. So and there's 100. There's probably nearly more Auskick kids there than people live in the town.
Yeah.
You get the culture right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah. You'll be.
And it's that's the unfortunate piece with Lara. Like Lara's obviously they'll be right.
Yeah.
In time, they've got some structural advantages, as some clubs have structural disadvantages. They're structural advantages. They've got a big population out there.
Mm. Why did you knock Lara back?
We just didn't feel, again, a bit like that, how many things you want to change at once. The Suns had only been in, and the Suns are pretty much, they're just there. Like, they will have their challenges for a couple of years. And we also feel that probably, not geographically, because people say, they're in the north, they're whatever, you know, Motowari's out here and Port's out there. That didn't really come into it. We just felt that they were probably more suited to the GFNL.
Okay.
That was, in essence, that's what we think. We think in time they're more suited to the GFNL. For those bases, like, they're going to be huge out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've only, that's where the population, that's where the town boundaries are not locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that we were threatened by them coming in and being a powerhouse, but we just felt there was a, they had to tick a fair few boxes to be a viable proposition for any competition. So,
speaking with the president of the Bellarine Football Netball League, Michael Fitzgerald, for Poolworks, he's Matty Kershaw.
I have a different view on that, Mick, but that's another
day. Oh, no, it's
Well, I just don't. I don't think they are GFNL powerhouses in the next couple of years.
Not in the next couple of years.
No, I think they're a long way off. I think, you know, we don't want to lose clubs. And of course, I was a premiership player there and coach there.
Yep.
But we don't want to lose clubs. But I feel that giving them a lifeline also maybe gets them back into a competition a little bit quicker.
That certainly was. That was discussed at our level. Like, it's not like they presented and it was a preconceived outcome. It wasn't at all. Like, they presented and Shana and Klaus presented to us, and when they left, it wasn't like, okay, next, what's the next agenda item? The discussion went for a long period of time. And it was certainly discussed that, do we, is that an option? And, you know, again, I've got a view on it, and the other 11 clubs have a view on it.
Yep.
So the way we structured up, there's five on our, or six on our board now. We have one vote, not six votes, we have one vote.
Yep.
And they have 11 votes in that thing. Yep. So
if you have a 6-6 vote, who has the deciding? Yep. Okay. It's good radio when you put a thumb to your side.
It was, again, when they presented, there's a genuine feeling of, I shouldn't say sadness, but it was. Like, you feel sad. I feel sorry for the situation it's got to.
Yep.
I really did. And you can see the passion that's coming out of Shana.
Yeah.
And Phil, obviously, had been seconded in to help with that role. From what I can gather, there's a real. I heard Rock on your podcast the other day, and there's a momentum moving in the right direction. So, as long as it might be a watershed moment where the people, maybe the ex people, the former people of Lara or whatever, really get behind it. Because sometimes you get, whether it's Ballerine or Lara or anything like that, a whole lot of people are happy to say, suggest stuff, but not actually get in, jump in the ring and start swinging.
Absolutely. It's the same people doing the same thing all the time.
Go-no-go's 32 days away.
Yeah, that's a really important...
Sorry, can I just say something very quickly? We're going to get a late start to the senior game because it's now 14 minutes to 2, and we're only just starting the last quarter of the reserve grade
clash. Come on, Mick, sort some things out down here, can you please? Come on.
We'll get Gavin Lug up in the zone, because he's...
Come on, Luggy.
What I couldn't work out is that they kept the start times as normal. trade?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not sure. It only just came to my attention yesterday when I noticed the Mott of reserves.
The two should be starting at 11:45.
And the it'll be a court. I think they'll learn a bit from this weekend. It'll be a big
that's what we used to do. I'm sure of it.
Well, certainly in the grand final does because of the presentations. But
yeah, but you've got all that extra time in case.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, if we get extra time here, which we potentially will, it's 38 playing 33.
The Lions will be all right.
We might, yeah. Thank God we're at the end of August. Sorry, Kirsch, you were going to say.
No, you mentioned Armstrong Creek Sharks. They've got I think they go up to under 14, is that correct?
14s or 16s,
yeah. So what happens to those sort of kids? Where do they sort of filter into, or where do they go?
No, well, they're sort of in discussions now, but they've got a bit of a runway. It's sort of not a... Yeah, they've got an idea of a runway to start in open age in 2029. I think that's when it adds up, does it? When they get to like a year or two of 18.
Sure.
So, and that's, they're being assisted a bit by from AFL Victoria, and they've obviously got a very current example of someone that did it, and it's Servco Sons.
Just down the road.
So they've had discussions with the Sons. They've been in the room, Jay and Claire, at our last Ballarine President's meeting, let us know that they'd Armstrong had reached out to them, and they had a pretty sound meeting, just to say what it worked, what have you learned, how did you do it. And again, the Sons are in their infancy, very much so. So Jay's stepping down as president. I'm not sure what the succession plan is there, so... They will, you know, into their often the honeymoon periods.
The exciting part.
And year two, three, four is the tough part. But the clubs are very supportive of that. So,
have you rated the Suns first year? I'm not talking about just 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no. Well, they're netball. It's funny actually. I'm loving the fact. I think you asked me at the start of the year at Amos what I want to see out of this year, or someone did, and I said I want to see one of the sides that hasn't made the finals for ages make it, and we've got one playing.
Yep.
Night game.
In the night game.
The twilight night.
So that really ticked that one off. I was really happy for that to happen. When Mota played the Suns at Mota, a month ago, I said to Claire, do us all a favour and get your A grade in there as well.
Nearly.
And they missed. They finished sixth, though. Mm. I think their year's been great. Mm. And for their under-18s to be playing finals and knock off Drysdale in an elimination final in Ballarine under-18s is a great effort.
Absolutely. Yeah. Claire Sadler will kill me if I don't ask about this, but they're netball facility situation is an absolute farce.
Yeah, it is.
Are you helping to bring pressure on Surf Coast Shire? There's something's got to be done down there.
Surf Coast Shire ain't got any money. They get their money from the state, and unfortunately, the state's got no money. So it's a really poor timing.
Yeah.
Given there's so much money spent on that facility down there, like with the basketball and whatever, they should. That's the smart thing to do. Retrofit something.
Yeah, give them access.
Or something. Give them access to it. So, having said that, I know it is 2026, but a lot of clubs have battled away like that to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not ideal, but it just has. And it's certainly on the priority. And I think that's one of the things that Kate is very passionate about, is lobbying for the... You know, using any influence that AFL Bowen as a bigger organisation would have to lobby governments to say, here's our, rather than every club individually going and say, I want netball rooms, I want footy, I want this, I want that, I want some lights.
It comes from AFL Bowen.
And they say, righto, let's all get in the room together and say, is your project more important than our project?
Hmm.
No, it's not. Righto, well, let's just let's get Sun's thing funded first, and then let's get Port Arlington's car park done second, and let's get Drysdale's footy rooms done third. You know, have a bit more of a all in for the better outcome of the competition.
Fitzy, appreciate your time. We could talk for a long time, but we will let you go and enjoy the afternoon. Drysdale have got the catering, Mota have got the bar, and Carlton are into Friday night against the Cats.
I was a bit dusty. I only got home 1:30 this morning.
You've done well to be here. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you on grand final day.
Yep, okay.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Good on, Mick.
Michael Fitzgerald joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Poolworks.
Poolworks pre-game interview.